Yo, 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 with summer 2 months away, now is a fantastic time to get a jump on your fitness, your health, and your happiness by leveling up with our one-on-one coaching. We will be here to take care of all of your nutrition needs, planning, accountability, and resources, alongside making you a custom routine to get you better results faster, giving you the accountability, goal setting, and support you need to finally see those goals. If you've been struggling year after year and not seeing the results you know you deserve, now is your chance to break through that. Like I said, summer is 2 months away, and I want you to have a body you're proud of. I want you to be beach ready and super excited for this summer. So I would love to work with you one-on-one. We have a special going on right now for summer. This is the summer special, and it is a limited time opportunity. So to take advantage of that, get the results you deserve, DM us on Instagram. Our Instagram is @ColossusFit, ColossusFit, with the keyword summer special, and we will take care of the rest. Now into the episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
This is Motivation Monday. We're here to fire you up and just to start your day off right. So we want to thank you for tuning in. You've done a little deposit into your own happiness because we're going to be here definitely to get you fired up and to really make this episode count. We always like to start off with some killer quotes that we've been thinking on, and let's let Kyle kick it off.
So yeah, my quote beginning with this amazing Monday or whatever day it is you're listening to this is, to get what you want, you have to deserve what you want. So really simply put, that just simply means becoming the best version of yourself. And I feel like things will naturally come to you. I think a lot of times we spend time just, you know, trying to do different things to improve and whatnot, but just simply becoming that strong, healthy, positive, you know, just amazing person, kind of creating your own luck, like Josh said a couple weeks ago in the episode. And another quote that I wanted to work off of from that is, what you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become. So simply put, I think just mainly what I'm getting from this, and it just kind of reminds me of just like showing up no matter what, things will start to come to you. And if it's not, then what do you have to do to become that better version of yourself, to have those things come to you? And I got this from a motivational video that I thought was just very inspiring. So yeah, simply put, to get what you want, you have to deserve what you want. And then what you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become.
Yeah, that concept of getting what you want and deserving it is so important, because now is just, it's a time of life, and with everything going on in social media and instant gratification and just how quick and accessible things are, when we want something, we want it now. And we're actually just talking to one of our friends about this. He was joking that he hasn't seen results after a few days, and he still has this recurring problem that existed. And even recently, I watched like a short video that I thought was fantastic, and it was talking about how people give up too quick without putting in the effort to actually see the results. I'm sure you know someone who's dieted for 2 weeks and said, I'm not there yet, this doesn't work. Or they went to the gym for a month and they didn't have insane bulging muscles, and they said, this isn't for me, this isn't how it works. But great things take time and patience, and I love that concept of, to get what you want, you have to deserve it. And the deserving it is the boring, monotonous day after day, good decisions, good wins, and that will really be what makes the difference. And as we get into our questions today, actually, I'm really going to get more into detail about this, and I'm really excited to cover that, because this way of thinking, when you can break through it and you can look to the long haul and you can really work brick by brick, it's amazing the results you can see from that. But now for my quote, quite simply, I've shared this one before, but I really just liked it. And it's been on the top of my mind, even as I've been thinking about scheduling and summer and optimizing. And I got second baby on the way. I got to get my son out to daycare in the morning. My schedule has been a little bit changed. So the concept of, either you run the day or the day runs you. And this is from Jim Rohn. And I just love that, because it's so easy to let your day get like ahead of you, or behind you rather, if you just kind of coast through it and you go from one thing to the other, like, ah, where's my day gone? But when you really plan out and in like a focused day full of intent, it's absolutely phenomenal how much you can achieve. Like, you can really have every day be incredible. And even just this concept of, we have 365 days in a year, it's so easy, I spoke on this last week, to say, oh, my life will be better when I'm at this stage, or when I'm have this level of muscle, or when my kids are this old, or when I'm done school, when I'm done this job, when I'm driving this car, whatever it may be. But that concept that every day can be special, every day can be impactful, and how can we best use it? And we spoke to exercise before, and it's something I want to do again myself. So I'm going to make a point to do this. And that's to actually keep an agenda of what you do in your day. So write it down. So if you're like waking up, you sleep in 30 minutes and you watch TikToks for an hour, like write this all down and go brick by brick of what you've done. And you'd be amazed how much wasted time likely is in that day. And instead of just wasting it mindlessly, it's like, how can I improve it? And an easy way to waste your time mindlessly, I guess I am bridging into my thoughts here, is being on your phone too much. I sent Kyle a video today about how to be on your phone less, and I'm sure everyone knows the really common tips, but there were some good bonus tips in there that I really just liked. And I'm like, this is a good point. Like, for example, one of the tips was never be on your phone when you're sitting with your car, in your car, ever. So if you're texting while you're driving, that alone is horrible. You're putting yourself and everyone else at risk. There's no need for that. You shouldn't need your phone that much. But even worse, we've all been there where you're just sitting in your car, it's cold, it's hot, AC, whatever it is, you're about to go into a meeting, you're about to go into the gym, and you just sit there and scroll a little bit, and you go 5, 10, 20 minutes goes by. It's amazing how dangerous it is. So it's cool reflecting on the small things we do and the massive results they can have over time when you do have that concept of multiplying and compound interest and compound interest in your life. I use the example of how I always take the steps at the gym. Doing it once isn't a big deal, but consciously always doing that is a huge advantage. I always park all the way at the end of the parking lot at the gym we're at. That could lead to tens, if not hundreds of thousands of steps over my lifetime if I keep going to this gym. And just the same, having these little rules can make such a big change in your life, where if you're like, I will not be on my phone while I'm sitting in my car, like that's a rule, it's not something I'm going to do, I think that is genius. That is absolutely awesome. Obviously, you got to set your music before you go or whatever. That's one thing. But I thought that in and of itself was really cool. The concept of keeping your phone in a different room or far away from you so you can't hit snooze, you can't access it, I think that's absolutely phenomenal as well. So I think it's really a great way to look at your day, look at your habits, look at where you are wasting your time, make some tough decisions. And because of that, you'll free up a lot more time to do things that really move you, that really push you forward, to have intentional, meaningful time with family and friends or self-development or just enjoying doing nothing and being outside, different things like that. Because more and more I've noticed people saying, I have no time, I'm too busy, I have no time in the day. And it's amazing when you critically look at it, you kind of got to call yourself out and you're like, ah, okay, I'm wasting time here, here, and here, and here's how I'm going to improve.
Very well said. I mean, that one, when Josh sent that to me this morning, I watched it while I was finishing some work and I was like, dang it, this video just called me out. So I started to pay attention and I realized, like, even one of the tips was like to not use it while sitting down. So that was really good because I was sitting there working, checked my phone, got distracted for like 4.5 minutes, got back to work, took me a little bit of time to settle in. Right, I was writing a fat loss guide, so you guys are gonna be super excited to get that. But the point is, I'm calling myself out here. I realized I wasted time there. You know, there's times where I'm like, oh, I haven't gotten it done, or I could, you know, do these things faster, or whatever. Like, we all have these moments. But the truth is that we're wasting a lot of that time. And anyways, so I really liked his tip there. And we will put that video down below as well, just for anyone who wants to break that cycle. Like, I will firsthand, you know, let you guys know, like, I have a lot of great habits built up, but the one thing I'm really trying to get better at is that, especially after watching that video, and I started to notice some of the habits, some of the trends, things that I didn't even realize, like just consistently on my phone while I eat, just the different things sitting there while working. And so that's one of my big goals. I write down five goals every month, and one of them that I just added in here as of today from that video was just simply put, break the non-useful phone use. I'll still use it for Instagram, for everything we do business-wise, but I just don't want to do, I want to do none of that pointless stuff. And that's one of my biggest goals here. And I think that really carries over into another thing from that video while we're on this topic, is he said at the end, really one thing to pay attention to if you're trying to break that cycle, and this will relate to nutrition, so stay with me here for a second, is don't beat yourself up. You know, there's a lot of these moments where we think, oh man, I'm so bad at this, you know, what's wrong with me? Let's say, using this example, I can't stay off my phone. But he had said that there are some of the top smartest people in the world sitting there figuring out, how can we get this person to be on their phone more, to use the phone, to be addicted to it, to make the lighting so perfect, the apps, the notifications, every single thing. And I want to relate this to nutrition. I know a lot of times people struggle with that as well, right? You have these moments where it's like, why can't I go to a restaurant and just choose the healthier option? Why is the grocery store just you know, tempting me with all these different things in these different aisles. The point is that there's always these people behind the scenes. You may not realize it, but they're always sitting there. How can we get Joe, this person here, to buy the most unhealthiest stuff, to overindulge, to come back to our restaurant because we've put 7 tablespoons of butter and oil, and also use their phone a ton? And the point is to not be hard on yourself, but to sit there and think, how can I become better? And how can I be smarter than them? And how can I break this cycle? So whatever it is you're struggling with, for me, using my phone too much, for some people, it might be just overeating. How can we break the cycle? What's the game plan? And let's take action on it. So that was a random thing on the top of my head I got thinking about as I was comparing the social media, the scrolling, to also nutrition. And I know it can help some people for sure.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely massive. And it is, that's what we always say, you're up against giants. It's hard. Even the battle for our time, the battle for our type of thinking, like marketing is here against you to say, hey, there are quick fixes, just have this pill or wear this certain outfit or put this cream and you're going to look beautiful. And it's hard when they're marketing it and you see 80 billion people that look amazing, like gods and goddesses, that you're like, what the heck? This is insane. Maybe this does work. And it can be really deceiving, and it is unfortunate, but that's why sticking to your fundamentals, sticking to what you know that works, is just absolutely so essential. So I think that was incredibly well said. I know Kyle's got some more notes here too, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And it's like a multi-billion dollar industry. Meanwhile, people are just not going forward, but because their ads are great, the marketing's great, and everything that they say is just so appealing. And that's why I really wanted to stress, like, if you are someone that's struggling, if you have a weekend where you go overboard, if you're just not doing what you should be doing, like, don't beat yourself up. But if it consistently happens, you have to ask yourself, why am I going to this grocery store and just constantly, I'm in line, I picked all the right stuff, and then the bags of chips and the candy bars, they just end up in my car. Like, you have to really sit down and think. And that's where I think being present and aware, similar to the social media thing, like, now that I've been paying attention and sitting there, I'm like, man, what am I doing? Like, I'm not getting any better at this, even though I've set it as a goal. So the other thing I had to say here, from the same individual, I feel like we reference him quite a bit, Chris Williamson. I just feel like he's on a path of growth. You know, he used to be a club promoter and used to be someone who wasn't exactly doing the right things in life, at least to his perspective. And now he's just interviewing some of the top people around the world. His podcast is interesting. It's great. His Monday emails are awesome. And he said this in one of his emails, I think it was, some of the highest ROI, return on investment, that's what it stands for, of course, resolutions I ever made. And he has six of them written out, which I thought was amazing. No phone in the bedroom ever, charge it outside. So that was also one of his tips from the video. Read for 10 minutes a day. No alcohol for 6 months. Morning walk every day. Gratitude journaling morning and night. Never miss a habit 2 days in a row. So those six things, to me, like, if you're looking to improve in any way, if you're on a path of growth and just trying to get better in different areas, those six to me are absolutely phenomenal. Like, you will turn into an absolute beast. Of course, you know, I could go into different things like eating healthier and doing more cardio and all that stuff, but these six things, very, very powerful. Write them down, start to implement them. You know, if you're only doing 3 out of 6, make that 4 out of 6 and start to improve. But those six, once again, no phone, reading more, no alcohol, morning walk, gratitude journaling, never miss a habit, like, absolutely phenomenal. I do believe they can 100% change your life when compounded. You know, if you do it for a day, if you do it for a week, really won't do a whole lot. But if you just do these things every single day, or I guess in the case of no alcohol, don't do that, it will be 100% beneficial for you.
110%. And I guess we haven't spoke about our personal journeys in a while, and Kyle's got a challenge coming up, which will be awesome. So I'm definitely excited for him to share that. But I guess the one thing I'm excited to share is I'm kind of at a spot where I'm floating a little bit. I'm not cutting, I'm not bulking, I'm maintaining, and I'm just trying to eat really clean. I'm about 216. I'll probably level out towards 214. I've worked hard to put on new muscle. It's really a battle of increments. So I know it's not super sexy talking about these tiny little jumps, but one thing I've really been reflecting on and appreciating since coming home from Florida, I've just been cooking way more, eating out way less. And when we do eat out, we eat at this place called Salas, which essentially you either choose rice, quinoa, you choose spinach, lettuce, or cabbage, and then you choose 8 vegetables, and then you choose a protein, and you can get seeds on top of it. So it's super, super hearty, and it's just a great convenience health factor. So it's just been awesome eating way cleaner, and I think it's really cool to see, even with a more erratic sleep schedule, still having the energy I have, still having the excitement I have, and just even I've been amazed at how little I've been craving junk quick food. You almost come to forget about it a little bit when you have it less. And it's just like we said earlier, when you can make better habits, it's amazing to be able to reflect on them. And it's not to say I still don't have things I love. Like I had one big cup the other day, which I loved. I'll have good dinners with my friends. I'll do different things like that. But all in all, it does absolutely feel amazing just making great foods and spending some time cooking. And yes, there is a buy into it, but I assure you, it makes your journey a lot easier. I like to eat out too. And speaking of habits, one of the best decisions, I remember I went through a bad phase, even just like through my wife's last pregnancy, and we DoorDashed so much. Like we were just DoorDashing. It was cold. It was boring. I was kind of balking. I was in a weird spot and we just DoorDashed a lot. And I remember I'm like, I'm wasting so much money. We're eating so much unnecessary food. And it's even amazing through the second pregnancy here, reflecting from the first, like it's even like a big difference in her health and happiness and just making a habit too, where like, it's going to suck. She's having to get up at like 4:30 to go to the gym, but she's doing it, getting it done. And we're seeing the positive effects of that. It's just been a super healthy pregnancy, weight's a lot lower, still eating a ton of good food, like eating a ton of really good food and just focusing in on that has just been so important. But what I'm getting at is these small decisions you can make of like, I'm going to get rid of DoorDash, or I'm going to start cooking more, or I'm going to stop going to this place that I know is bad for me. It is really cool to see how that can really help you leap forward. And they're hard decisions to make, but if you know something's holding you back like a lot, it really is fantastic if you're able to cut it out. So that was one thing I just want to reflect on. I've definitely been enjoying that variety of my diet and eating good things and trying to introduce more foods to my son and all these different things. So that's probably been the most exciting part of my journey, but Kyle's got more excitement than me.
Yeah, I see this stuff holding a lot of people back, right? Just making those decisions where it's like, oh, instead of going to a coffee shop to do work, I'll go to a bar and do work. Like I had to call out one of my buddies. I'm like, dude, like you're putting yourself in a situation that's just, you're not going to be set up for success. And once again, it's not about not being able to go do these things. Like we've had a lot of birthday dinners in this month of April. My birthday's coming up. Like there's a lot of excitement as well. But at the same time, when you do it in a sense where it's like, okay, I'm going to celebrate this moment. You know, I'm only going to do it so much. Like you'll be able to succeed so much better. And yeah, I see a lot of people struggling with this, especially those social butterflies. If that happens to be you, just setting those parameters and setting those rules will help you so much more. But yeah, speaking of which, I'm doing a 4-week tighten up challenge, challenged against one of my buddies who's been looking to improve and needed a bit of motivation. So essentially a couple of different parameters. I love talking about challenges and I thrive off of them. Like I hate losing. Some people may be able to relate. Like I do like winning and that's one of my favorite things, but I just despise losing, like being straight up with you. And basically within 4 weeks, we have to lose at least 8 pounds. You know, so that should be no problem at all. About 2 pounds per week. And pretty much a couple different parameters are just no drinking involved. So, you know, if you do, you have to donate $100 to a charity, that, you know, maybe you don't agree with or just whatever the case is. So that way it's not something you're looking forward to. And then by the end, whoever loses, if you don't lose that 8 pounds, the person who loses the least, you would have to give the other person $500. So that's not a fun thing. I would not want to do that. I'm excited to dial in and, you know, just, I really do believe that everything within this, between having a tight time frame, between having, you know, the little mini challenges within the big challenge, and then also just a way for both of us to win. So if we both lose over 8 pounds, nobody loses. You both lost the weight and no one has to give anyone money. So obviously that's the goal. But I do think that a lot of people can thrive off of stuff like this, especially if you need something where it's like, man, you've been kind of floating, like getting by. Like I was seeing some good results, but I wasn't exactly doing anything crazy. I was pretty happy with where I was at and wasn't really like seeing that like crazy change. Whereas now having this is just such a fire under my butt. And it's really exciting because every moment now I'm noticing, man, there's been so many temptations. Maybe sometimes I would give in, you know, little things that wouldn't really be hurting me, but also wouldn't be bringing me forward, if that makes sense. It's been amazing to see already, like literally a couple days in. So excited to keep you updated there. Already 1.5 pounds down, even though it's a few days in. And yeah, let's keep it going. And I'll keep you updated on that challenge.
Yeah, if you're serious about a goal, put real stakes. Make it be like, oh, this is too uncomfortable. I don't want to do this if I don't do it. And that'll force you to do it. So it's always a great motivator if you can really find a great reason to drive you, especially if you're like, I do want to push. And I think that's why I've seen so many memes too. It's like when you turn 30, you either, I forget what the first option is, or like you start a podcast or you sign up for your first marathon or something like that, because it's such an easy goal to have. And really taking those types of goals and really applying it for like your fitness, your health, weight loss, different things, I find it really does gamify it and it makes it a lot more achievable. So incredibly well said there. And now we're going to shout out one of our clients who we've worked with one-on-one, who has seen phenomenal results, continues to see phenomenal results. And it's really important to pay attention to this segment of the episode, because this is someone who is struggling, who broke through that, who found their way through, and then sharing their tips is amazing because we can learn from them. And I'm still learning from people, whether they're new, intermediate, or advanced. I love hearing about what was the factor that held you back? What stopped you from seeing results? What works for you? And one of my favorite questions in business that I love asking people is, what's working for you right now? Like, it's such a great question to learn things. And if you want to bug your friend who's super fit and say, hey, what works for you in your fitness? It's cool learning about how they eat, what they do, how they train, and taking and applying some of these things to your life. And some of them you might say, ah, there's no relevancy here, but others you might say, this is awesome, and apply it. And it's such a great way to kind of navigate that. But who do we have this week?
Yeah. And before I say that, it's one of the greatest things you can do is be more curious. You know, even for us at the gym, like, there's so many different knowledgeable people in different fields that we're not interested in. So we've just been spending time, like, once again, not talking between sets, but even between like in the change room and the gym, like meeting cool people. And I think so many people struggle with that, of just like, hey, what's working? Like, what do you do? And we've been really into that, which is cool. Like, kind of little networking stuff, which is absolutely fantastic because you can learn a lot for sure. But yeah, Grecia has been absolutely crushing it. She's been working with Coach Jason. She has lost a lot of fat, built a ton of muscle, and we are just so proud. The other day I posted on Instagram about how we can give you the framework, we'll give you the game plan, and we will lay everything out for you. But the biggest thing about these transformations and something like what she's accomplished is just fully showing up for yourself. Like, you really have to want it. You have to show up, you have to commit, and everything we give you, like, you will 100% see success. That's why when you sign up with us, you have a guarantee that we will get you to your goals. And that's how much we believe in it. But of course, you have to show up for yourself. And I love seeing this because she's always sharing her growth journey. You know, her on her Instagram, she's posting her in the gym before 4 a.m. I know she's got a little one as well. And she's got a very, you know, interesting job in terms of just like having to be there early and, you know, just long hours and stuff like that. And just, there's no excuses. You know, of course, there will always be those hard days. There will be those moments where we're not perfect. And that's just a part of the journey. But she's such a great example of someone who's put on so much muscle, who feels her absolute best, not just for herself, but also for her entire family. And that's where some people struggle, is they can look at this whole thing as like, oh, well, I got to take care of this and, you know, be there for my kid and whatnot. And of course, that is ultra important. But I will say, you will always be at your best version of yourself when you show up for yourself, to then be able to show up for others when you know, you put in that action. So I'm so proud of her, and it's going to just keep getting better and better for her on her journey as she just keeps progressing and gaining more confidence, and her health keeps getting better. And we're very proud of her at Team Colossus here.
Yeah, one thing I want to challenge you with as you're listening to this is, don't be scared to achieve your full potential. I see all too often, it'll be a couple pounds down, I'll be like, I'm good, that's enough for me, this is already progress. But you are capable of so much more than you think you are. And what I love about Gracia is she continues to invest in herself and to reach new heights and to navigate the twists and turns of life and what's thrown at you and really what you think is possible of yourself to do. And it's amazing in hindsight, even with our own personal fitness, what we've achieved, what we didn't think we could achieve, and bring people in who have never been fit, they get fit and they get super fit and they're teaching other people and they're taking it all these different levels. So don't sell yourself short of what you're capable of. Don't put a glass ceiling on yourself. Keep going, amaze yourself, make fitness a celebration of what you're able to do. And I find doing that just makes it so much more enjoyable. But we're really chatty, really excited today. So if you love the Motivation Monday episodes, please make sure to leave a review for our podcast. It means a lot. It helps us get out to more people. And we are really brainstorming behind the scenes a lot of exciting new things as we push into the summer to really make this podcast really fresh and exciting as always. But we're going to jump into our mailbag where we're going to answer your questions. And this first one, I said earlier I would get into it, so I'm really excited to get into it first. So the first question is, hey, Josh and Kyle, based on the current mainstream views around nutrition and training, what is the number one aspect that should be unlearned before beginning any sort of lifestyle change? So I love this because it was super open-ended, and we've been doing a little bit more specific questions lately, so it's really nice to have one that is a little bit more vague because we can really pop off about it. But I figured we'd answer this in both nutrition and training. So I'll start off with nutrition. So what I think needs to be unlearned more than anything, and this is something I constantly find myself going back to with new clients, with people I know, with those who ask me about nutrition, is that eating a healthy meal does not make you healthy. And this is something I've really come to realize is a big mistake. A lot of people will say, is this place healthy? Is that place healthy? Is this meal healthy? Like, you need to completely unlearn this concept of what is healthy and unhealthy. And you need to shift your mindset to start tracking and to really look at the data and then obviously improve within there. The problem is Coach Kyle could go to the healthiest places, live his life, get and then go there too often and be way over his calories, be in a surplus. Yes, it's fantastic. He's getting a lot of vitamins and minerals, but he's eating in excess. He's going to gain a lot of fat, which is going to cause a lot of pain for his joints. He's going to start to lose the physique he wants. He's going to get lethargic because he's eating too much. And that's where this concept that you can just eat one good meal and it's going to be a good day, or if you only eat at good places, it's just not a productive mindset. Whereas if you learn to track and you learn what your maintenance is, cutting calories, how macronutrients affect you, it actually gives you more flexibility too to actually eat the foods you love, to go out to dinner with friends, to enjoy a nice treat, to have a dessert here and there. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's such a deeper level understanding. So for most people, it's usually, I want to get in shape, so I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to cut out all the junk. I'm never going to have it again. And then that goes on for 2 weeks. You backslide. And then before you know it, you're having a night where you're just binging on everything you've restricted. And it's so detrimental to most people's progress. So if you're going to unlearn anything, it's like, stop worrying about what's healthy. Make an effort to eat better, but start tracking, look at your calories, hit your calories, be in a deficit, see that physical change take place. And then similar to what I said, there's a lot of ways to hack it. Make a really mindless, easy breakfast for you. Give yourself a few healthy options. And by making that choice every day and having it be an easier choice, because what you stock, there's nothing wrong with like going out for pancakes every few weeks. You're just going to have to take some of that budget later in the day. But net every day, you're going to have that little bit of a jump, a head start. By cooking more, you're naturally going to eat better. By making better decisions with lunch, like, that probably would be my number one tip for something unlearned. I'm not sure if you have a different one or anything you want to add.
Yeah, I mean, just the flexibility is so important here. And I think that's where a lot of people actually really do struggle. And they don't really think that it's going to be something that's going to affect them. But when they begin to binge eat, when they can't really go out with a friend, and, you know, I guess like that's one side where a lot of people struggle. The other side is just really the people who can't stay consistent for like long enough. And I could go on for days just about this, but like, one good meal isn't going to be, like, I always say you're one meal away from being on track, but like, so many people think that if they do one good meal, like, they're like, man, I did it. And then they just don't really keep going, or they'll do one good week of tracking and one good week of just consist. Like, if you can't do this for your life, and if you can't make the overall lifestyle changes and start asking yourself, how can I stick to my diet no matter what the situation is? Like, you just need to unlearn that whole concept of, oh, I'll do it for a day. And once again, I don't want to deter people from like focusing on having a great day and having a great week, but I see so many people, like, you know, send me a photo, hey, I did meal prep for one, you know, 1 week. That's so amazing. Like, I'm really, really proud of you. And this was my sister, by the way. She used to do that. Now she always does it. But I had to say, hey, listen, what about next week? What about the week after? So you have to unlearn that thing of, you know, that habit of just doing it for a small amount of time and make it a true lifestyle change.
Yeah, if you want to amplify your results, zoom out. Like, it's one of the best tips I can ever give. It's not about the small actions, it's about the big themes. And like I said, instead of having that fixation on only eating a healthy meal here and there, and then it's followed by junk, really focusing on the core tenets of what will actually produce change. And for the same question in terms of training, I'd say very much the same thing. You will destroy someone who trains to failure on every movement, every exercise, that doesn't have a routine, who's in there consistently. If you're just in there consistently, giving it 8 out of 10 intensity, getting after it, you're on a really important routine, or not important, rather, you're on a really quality routine that focuses on where you need to be focused on in terms of your body composition, your posture, your strength, your ability, your expertise level. All these things should be taken into account, and this routine should be progressing you forward. And by going to the gym consistently and really actually making effort to get stronger from each workout to workout, like I said, you'll blow someone who does the craziest intensity and most exotic movements. So to the question of what needs to be unlearned, I would say avoid that exotic thinking of you need to be doing all these crazy Instagram movements. There are some phenomenal ones, and there's actually some new movements that have become more popularized that I actually really do quite agree with and love. And we'll talk about that a little later. But more than anything, like the core movements, the ones that have been around forever, if people have been doing them for decades and they've been beneficial, there's a chance and a reason they are there. And you don't need to be doing Bosu ball split squats while doing a kettlebell shoulder press. Like, people get so fixated on really becoming perfect with these things or doing exotic odd movements, and they'll forget to actually just be on a good routine, to actively come in there each day with intention, focus on mind muscle connection, improve your form, and most importantly, improve your strength. It's not just enough to do the same workout. And that's kind of my gripe with classes. I know they do challenge you time here and there, they will say, hey, up your weight a little bit, but you're usually going through the same circuits, you're just doing intensity, you're more so working your cardio than you are your muscles, and it comes at a detriment, because if you're in there doing skull crushers on a really good routine, and last week you did 20s, and you go to 25s, and you get a few less reps, but you're pushing yourself, and your bench press went up, and your rows are getting heavier, like, you will see big muscular development. And by doing this consistently and training in the same motions, because you're on a routine that is periodized, that does actually challenge you to improve it, you'll see way more results. So that'd be my answer for training in terms of what to outlearn, is like, limit those one-off crazy, I crush it today, I worked out for 4 hours and I ran for 10 kilometers and then I did 1,000 sit-ups. Like, great for you. You've killed yourself for one day. But like I said, you'll get destroyed by that person that's in there 50 minutes training intelligently. So that is what I would say could be unlearned. It's not the one-off crazy efforts. It's the consistent patterns and rhythms. And these are all things we help with in our coaching. And that's why we're able to get such great results.
Yeah, like I was going to say originally, this was my first thought, is you don't need to be in the gym for hours. But I feel like that's not the case anymore. Like, growing up, I feel like I used to see it a lot, because, you know, us high schoolers and just my buddies, we would just always feel the need to be there like 24/7. But I feel like it's completely the opposite now, where some people just, like, you know, in terms of the gym, I just feel like, because so many people aren't actually really challenging themselves, you just need to unlearn like the concept of just like taking it easy. Once again, I'm not saying to go out in there and hurt yourself, but like, the main thing I'm trying to get across is like, you just really need to challenge yourself. Like, you need to push yourself. You need to, you know, just unlearn the fact that you think that you have to use the same weights over and over, and, you know, just all this stuff, like really pushing yourself, upping that intensity, and just being consistent with that. Like Josh said, I mean, there's not a whole lot to add there, but that's my simple answer there.
Awesome. Now for our next question, thoughts on flexibility training in addition to strength. So I think if you're really hyper concerned about flexibility, I think it's a little overblown, the focus on it. I think you'll get way more merit. Like if you said, hey, I can only stretch or I can only work out, I would say work out every time. And a lot of the time people, I haven't got this in a while, but when I started, I remember people saying, oh, that's cool, you can lift a lot, but you're going to have no flexibility. You're not going to be able to touch your shoulders. And like, they're confusing having big muscles and having limitations with where your muscles can allow you to move to your flexibility. And what I found was interesting is I got more into strength training. I actually became more and more flexible. And I was like, wow, it's amazing. When I go to touch my toes, I can palm it. Like, I can go flat hand when I actually try to touch. Like, any form of flexibility was absolutely phenomenal. And the reason for that is when you're actually working your muscles and you're working them in a full range of motion, you're working them under tension. You're actually working them and stretching them under tension. And it's absolutely a fantastic way to have some flexibility. And if you're on a good, well-rounded routine, you actually will develop a lot. Now, the issue, and where flexibility training is fantastic, in my opinion, is if you have something actively working against that. So you're sitting all day, you have really tight hips, you have a history of a bad injury, you just have different biomechanics than someone else, and you just have something that's super tight, I think it is good to narrow in and say, hey, I'm going to do some work to improve that. But what I don't like is when people do it at cost of just actually working out and doing the motions they know they need to do. If you want to improve like your hip mobility, all these different things, squat deep, learn to train deep, do some deep lunges, like get strong in these tough patterns, and you'd be amazed how much that helps. And then adding in some extra flexibility work is fantastic as well. But I think too many people focus on doing 3 yogas a week and then they'll do no strength training at all. And like I said, you can get a lot of merit, and it's even amazing with clients as we get them stronger and we really help them build out, seeing how much that does improve. And also too, I think it's really easy to get in your head about, I have no ankle mobility, I have all these different things. And like I said, by actually training in proper passive motion and doing it really just focused and intentional, and you can even slow it down, have slower negatives, you will get a lot of merit out of it. And then anything you're able to do on top of that is fantastic. I highly recommend it. I think it's incredible. If you can create a habit of stretching before bed, something I used to do that I have lost, but like I said, my flexibility has not been a detriment to me at all, and I truthfully do pretty much no flexibility work at all, but I do train quite rigorously, and because of that, I kind of get the merit there.
Yeah, I think it's crazy how so many people, I think to this day, just think that they have to be, you know, standing and touching their toes and doing all this stuff to like increase their flexibility. But if you were to ask me like to do that, or just like heavy sets of squats with like a full range of motion, like all the way down to like just below 90 degrees, like I would take those squats any day of the week. And I'm very similar to Josh. Like I can absolutely touch my toes. You know, I have really good flexibility in every area. I'm not, you know, a gymnast, or, you know, there'll be people who blow me out of the park in that one. But at the same time, if you have no issues, if, you know, your range of motion's great, if you have no pains and all that stuff, like you don't need to be the most like flexible person. It's not one of my goals. Maybe for some people it is, but I do think that adding in like what I'd like to do is the 5 to 6 strength training, and then just like the odd mobility session whenever I'm feeling just like nice and tight. Even last night I was watching a hockey game, so I just took the lacrosse ball under my feet, under my glutes, right up against the wall into the back, and I feel like it helps me with my range of motion when I go to do my workouts, just because those areas that were super tight are just now loosened up a bit. Massages are great options, of course, for that stuff as well, and I feel like within those parameters versus just the constant stretching to increase your mobility, those are actually, in my opinion, a little bit more useful. But that's just my personal opinion. But yeah, that's all I have to say for that one.
And that's the beauty of training. Like they're under no stakes could run a marathon right now, but my cardio is great to go on walks, to play any sport I want. And like, that's a level I'm comfortable with. And I could be way more flexible by training it day after day. If I wanted to work towards the splits, it would require quite a lot of work. But for most people, we want to be flexible to an acceptable amount. And I think you'll get a lot of that merit from training. And like I love what Kyle said, if you want to take it even further, you absolutely can and you should. And to that point too, like even those habits, like I'm going to watch sports, I'm going to stretch. Like I remember David Goggins said, that's what I'll always do. Like to chill out, he'll stretch for 3 hours while he watches sports at night. And I'm like, well, that's crazy. And it is good to make those little habits and make it a thing. And if you can blend things you like with positive habits, it's absolutely fantastic. But like I said, if you had to do one or the other, I definitely would encourage people to start training more. And it's really easy to use like flexibility and cardio training and all these different things to get in the way of actually strength training. And in terms of longevity, like strength training, just once again, and being strong and having healthy muscles, just being proven to be like the most important factor. So definitely make sure you are prioritizing that. And then last but not least, we have the question, have you heard of B-stance deadlifts? What are your thoughts on them? Should I add them to my routine? So I've been saving this one for a while because it bugged me. I actually have heard of them. I don't do them personally, but I've been programming them quite a lot, especially to my clients who really want to develop their glutes. And all the time I'd program them, they'd be like, hey, do you have a form video for this? And I'd be like, oh, I'd have to link out to someone else. It really bugged me. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like me and Kyle have so many great form videos. We have such a great arsenal of them and we're constantly adding. And we've actually had Coach Lauren, who's a pro at these, she crushes them. She actually, we uploaded a YouTube video on how to do the B-stance deadlift, why it's great. And it really is good for isolating the hamstring and the glute. And you're working it under a great motion as well. So they got Coach Josh's thumbs up. It's a phenomenal movement, really great for building out your legs as well as your glutes. And if you want to learn how to do them better, you can actually check out our form video. We will link that in the description of the episode. And we're really delighted to say Similar to this podcast, we want to upload on YouTube every Monday and Wednesday. So this podcast every Monday and Thursday. We're going to really lean into the form videos. So if you're looking to improve your form, definitely be sure to check that out. We're going to update our free form ebook. I'm certain most people listening have that. If you don't have that as well, check out the Be Stance video and you can get the link from that video there to make sure you can improve your form. But we're really excited about that. It was great to have Coach Lauren in, and we will be having her on the podcast soon, which will be fantastic as well. So a lot of amazing things cooking up. We're really excited. We're working hard to really just bring the best content and resources possible so you can become fitter, healthier, and happier, just like we did in this episode. So we want to thank you once again for tuning in. It really does mean a lot. I appreciate you listening and appreciate the support as always. And we look forward to seeing you Thursday.